This is not a holiday. This is not a holiday. You know, I'm seeing all the photos of everyone having barbecues and you know, and relaxing and all. If there was ever a time to really put in the work, it is now.
Let's jump into this. Let's dive in. Ryan, brother man, can you give these guys just like a, I don't know, like a 20, 30 second version of your background? And I know I'm going to go straight up to the half hour today and then we'll rock and roll with this call. But I want to just bring you on and give them a little bit of background. And then, dude, I'd love to hear your thoughts and perspective on where we're at right now.
Cool. First of all, can anyone hear me, see me? Give me a wave. Give me a wave. Awesome. 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 Couple things quickly. I'm originally from South Africa. So funny accent, living in Britain right now, and I'm a bit like Jason, I speak quite quickly. So you guys are gonna have to hang in there with me. Give me a thumbs up if that's okay. Awesome. So just the whistle stop tour of kind of where I'm at the moment. I own and operate 8 chiropractic and physiotherapy practices here in the United Kingdom. We're the largest provider of chiropractic in Europe. We turn over close to $7 million every single year in that business. And then I help chiropractors, dentists, doctors, mostly chiropractors, grow their practices all over the world. So we have most of the states in America, a lot of docs in Texas, and then we have majority of docs here in the United Kingdom, Spain, Ireland, Holland, Malaysia, Greece, etc. So in that business, we help guys all over the world. So that's a little bit about me. And I've got 2 beautiful kids and a wife. And then 5 first-generation chiropractors in my family. That's me.
Awesome, dude. So good to have you on today. And a lot of your businesses, are your physical businesses closed right now? Like yours personally?
Yeah, we are closed. We're not operational now. It's interesting because much like this call, different states have got different legislations, and here in different countries, different legislations. So some of my docs I work with, we're closed. Some are kind of open, some have been legislated to close, some have closed by choice. So everyone's in different phases, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment, but we're closed.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't know that you can do much about this. It's probably audio connection, but your audio is just a little jumbly. It's fine. I think it just has to do with our connection speed today. So apologize, guys, for having a little bit rough audio. But, dude, I promise if you work through the audio, you are going to get magic from Ryan today. So, Ryan, what are you doing for these chiros and dentists that are closed, that are functioning? What kind of things are you doing? What kind of advice are you giving? Because I'd love to hear some other tips outside of what's coming out of my brain and Doug's brain of what kind of things you can recommend. Especially knowing these guys are all salons. Most of them are now at this point closed by requirement. I'd love to hear some thoughts from you on this. What are some tips, some encouragement, and some pieces you could give these guys?
Okay, awesome. First of all, I first want to start by saying this. You know, now more than ever, my point number one, I got 4 points for you guys today. Just broke. How many points? Put your fingers up for me. How many points we got?
4 points.
Awesome. So we got 4 points today. Take some notes. I promise you, I've got to give you my best stuff today. I've got 25 minutes with you, so I'm going to talk pretty quickly. But point number one, it may sound dramatic saying this, but I truly believe in the history of at least business that I've been involved in, and for many of us ever, your environment is the most important thing you could ever possibly control, now more than ever. And one of the greatest sayings I've ever heard that's really helped me in my life is environment is stronger than willpower. Like being part of this group, I know you guys are jumping calls every single day. My group, we had 5 coaching calls last week also. We had guest speakers, we had CPAs, we had legal guys in. Environment is stronger than willpower. Give me a raise your hand if you've ever been lonely in business before ever in your entire life or found it difficult. Yeah, like we're all the same. Like, it's moments like this where, oh my word, if you were ever going to lean on your support group, it's moments like this. And I know that if you're here, you know, myself and Jason, one of our biggest mentors, always taught us that the secret to success is to show up. So first of all, you're on the call. You could be a million other places. How many of you could be with your family right now? How many could be doing a million other things right now? Awesome. So first of all, before I go any further, I'd like to do something really lame with me. You just play with me here. Everyone just raise your hand like this and pat yourself in the back. And then just repeat yourself and just say, you're awesome.
You're awesome.
Because you guys could be anywhere right now, you understand? So the first part of this is the secret to success is show up. I promise you right now, there are business owners all over the planet that are quite literally deer in the headlights right now doing absolutely nothing. And
Yeah,
I know,
salon owners everywhere doing the same thing. I'm seeing it in the chats. I'm seeing it everywhere right now.
and you know, actually, we had Jason of my group last week, and Jason said something that my whole group really resonated with. This is not a holiday. This is not a holiday. You know, I'm seeing all the photos of everyone having barbecues and relaxing and all. If there was ever a time to really put in the work, it is now, and really get your fundamentals down. So I've got a couple tips with you today. Jason, you just let me know if it's okay for me to dive straight in.
Go for it, man. Just go to town. You're all good.
Okay, so I'm just going to teach you guys what bricks and mortar also, people have physically come to see us. This is what I truly believe that we've been teaching in my docs and we're going to be doing in my bricks and mortar practices. I believe right now you're going to want to look for mentors that have got skin in the game also, that have got risk and things like that, because right now if you've got overheads, you've got rentals, you've got things like that, how many you got staff to pay? Cool, how many you got some rent and lease to pay? Yeah, so you've got to be in a situation where you learn from people who've got some skin in the game, and you guys, and first of all, you've got a great support group for that. I believe we're going into a phase of business where the following concept has never been more important. And the concept is, if you write this down, reverse customer loyalty. Reverse customer loyalty. Reverse customer loyalty. I think, you know, we always talk about the concept, we go on training programs and how to get loyalty from your customers. But I believe right now we're in the phase where the reverse is going to be opposite. What are we doing for our customers? And I'm going to give you a little segment that I believe in every business, every small business, this is one of their biggest sins, and it is very poor follow-up. We do very poor follow-up. We do very poor segmentation of our lists, very poor understanding of our multiple customers and who spent what and who should be talking to certain offers. So I truly believe this phase right now is specifically when you can't generate new customers, if you will, or we have a limit on the amount of new customers that we can generate right now when we close. I believe going deep with our existing client base is going to be more important than ever. So just by a show of hands, how many of you currently have email addresses, possibly mail addresses and telephone numbers for your customers? Cool. That is gold. Let me start by telling the story. So one of my greatest mentors in marketing is a guy by the name of Dan Kennedy. Has anyone heard of Dan? Dan Kennedy. Okay, cool. If you have not heard of Dan, I highly recommend you go download all his books. Go read all his books in this period, because I promise you, him and Jay Abraham are true giants of the profession. And Dan always tells a story about a dentist who was a traveling dentist. So listen to this. All he did was travel from city to city, and he would just phone up a few years ago back now, where your patient protection acts were a little bit more lenient, and he would just phone up the local dentist and he'll say, listen, I'm new in town, can I do you a favor? All those old files that are lying around there doing nothing, would it be okay if I just took them off your hands? All those old patients you don't want, like years and years and years and years and years ago, just can I just take those off your hands? And you know, he made $1 million a year. $1 million a year from other people's junk.
Just calling their old patients in that town, huh?
Yeah. So if you think about, like, right now, what about all those people in your schedule that you haven't been in contact for a while? And specifically, I'm going to give you a little segment that I believe where we've already started marketing heavily to this segment, and in the in an effort to embrace reverse customer loyalty. How many of you have heard of the principle of the 80-20 rule, or Pareto's principle? Cool. So we talk about Pareto's principle, but we don't really understand just exactly how it affects our businesses. So Pareto's principle, if you haven't heard of it, is this, is that 20% of your effort or your customers or whatever it is responsible for 80% of the result. Let me say that again. So you're going to get about from 20% of your customers are essentially responsible for 80% of your turnover. Now, when we say that, I know for a fact that there are lots of people on this call going, geez, can that really be, like, it's a cute concept, but is it really true? And I'll tell you, in my practices, we did the statistics of 10 million pounds, probably what, 12, 13 million or $12 million worth of turnover. And it was literally bang on that about 80%, 75 to 78% of our turnover came from just 20 to 25% of our customers. Right now, the problem with our business, if you look from complexity perspective, we see 3,000 to 3,500 people every single week in my business, every single week. So for me now to go start doing direct marketing campaigns and email campaigns, etc., and phoning every one of those 3,000 per week sounds very daunting. But if you just focus on this group, who are your top 20% spenders? So right now, if you had to choose to go deep with one group, it's who spent the most money with you. Because as Dan told me, a buyer is a buyer is a buyer, which means they're already valuable customers to you. They're loyal customers. They know, like, and trust you. And it's proven, because there's only two ways that you show commitment. One is with time, and the other one is with your wallet. And they've committed both of those to you. So right now, how many of you are pretty grateful for all those customers that have been coming to you for years? Like, just loyal customers, right? I mean, right now more than ever. So I truly believe that now more than ever is where we need to reach out to those people. Like, and personally, if there was ever a time to send them personal messages, it's now. If there's ever time to, I've got all my chiropractors sending personal handwritten notes. I don't know if you've ever used a technology called UseLoom. You guys know UseLoom? Okay, go to useloom.com. It's just a very tech easy way to send video via email. So you just, it's just a Chrome plugin. It's for all the technophobes out there. Super easy. You can send personal videos to every single one of those clients, personal handwritten notes. Just reach out to at least your top 20% of spenders or people that have spent hard money with you. And I'll tell you what we're doing in our practices. Jason, you want to
go? Hey, Ryan, I just want to ask a question here. So you said, I just want to make sure, because the audio is a little hard to hear. You said use Loom. Are you talking about Loom, like the screen capture company, LOOM?
Yes. Yes.
Because I went to useloom.com and it gave me something weird. But I'll make sure that I can, if I find it for you guys, when I find it, I'll paste it in the chat for you. But Loom is a really cool tool that lets you do screen recording and apparently also video messaging, which I didn't know. I'll put that in the chat in just a second, Ryan.
Yeah, so it just, all it does is it lets you record your video, and then it easily puts a link in an email for you, and you can send a personal message to those people. And we've got all our docs just sending things like, hey, you know, I know last time you came in, you were worried about X, Y, and Z, so I just personally did some exercises for you. This is personally to you, and I think now more than ever. How many of you read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People? Yeah, cool. Right? If you haven't, required, I truly believe that and Think and Grow Rich are required reading for every human being. And in that says a person's name is to them the most important thing in the world. So getting a personal message or video with your name in it right now, where people are probably devoid of connection more than they've ever been, is going to be gold. You guys finding this helpful so far? Yeah, cool. So that's what we're doing in our bricks and mortar business, is going deep. I'll take it one step further. We're going as far as to do this. We are segmenting our past customers into different categories based on who are the people that refer to us, who are the people that bring the whole family in, who are the people that have spent over $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000. And then we're going through those lists and deciding what we're going to do for them. So are we sending just emails for the highest spenders? Are we also sending personal videos? Are we also sending personal notes in the post? Are we sending them like big gifts in the post? If they spend $5,000 with us, $10,000, how many of you think they deserve a bit of love back at this time? Mm-hmm. Like, without a doubt, right? And we think, yeah, cost. It's not cost. Remember, they've already paid for this in loyalty and massive amounts of money over the time. So if you're ever going to go deep with a group of people, it's those people. Make sense. Give me a thumbs up. It's making sense so far. Awesome. So that's just one little tip that we're going to go deep on right now, because new customer acquisition is going to be a little bit different now. Okay. So far, those are 2 points. Number three. I'm going to say, and just by show of hands, how many of you have like recurring revenue streams, like whether it's membership, or does anyone pay for VIP stuff or anything like that within your businesses? Cool. I would say right now, more than ever, do your very, 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 very best to maintain the revenue at all costs. So instead of, because what a lot of people are tending to do is like, I'm a discount to keep, rather maintain the revenue at all costs, but throw in whatever you need to do as extra value to maintain the revenue. Because if you've got that revenue source right now, you just do everything you can to maintain it. And for instance, let me give you an example. If you didn't do one-on-one calls, let's say your coaching business, and you didn't do one-on-one calls at this level, you're going to throw in one-on-one calls to maintain the revenue. if you didn't do, so we got an agency, we also do done for you Facebook ads and stuff like that for my docs and practices. But for instance, at one, if we never did that for this level, we're going to throw that in for this level as their relaunch ad. So whatever you can do to maintain the revenue right now, in a time where everyone's thinking about like discounting, you want to maintain the revenue. I do think it's relevant to do offers to your existing client base, but right now maintain the revenue. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
Cool. Whatever you need to do.
Can I add one other thing in there, guys? Like, I want you guys to hear this because this is super, super helpful. And I know a lot of you guys are not on like reoccurring revenue models. So I just want to say this. If there's a way you could even start a reoccurring revenue model and say, hey, if you guys want to help our salon and get us in a good spot to make sure we're here when you come back, if you start a reoccurring revenue model where people actually are prepaying for services and paying attention to your services, if you guys have ever thought, remember, we have all this time on our hands, all this time on our hands, right, that we have to use to create other things. What if you started creating, for the first time ever, a reoccurring revenue model for your salon where people pay for their services in advance for the month and you bank that money and talk with your guests about, look, we want to make sure the salon's here for you when we come back. Now would be an amazing time to start looking into that. So I'm just, you know, I'm not recommending that for everybody, but I am saying if you want to start exploring that as an option, your clients have more money than they've ever had before. They're not driving, they're not flying, they're not eating out as much, and so they actually have more money and they want to make sure that their hair services are going to be ready when they come back. So I just want to say, if you're not doing it, that'd be a good thing to look into. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I think that's a great point. I personally know that in especially like industries like yours, if you had a little VIP, it could be a simple VIP membership.
Yep.
It could be literally $19 a month that classifies them in the VIP class, and that because they pay that $19, they get, I don't know, they get straight, go straight to the front of the queue. They, you know, they get their preference for time whenever they want. They're going to get 20% off, you know, all products as they come back. It just ties in all the benefits. The reoccurring, yeah. the VIP model just ties in a whole bunch of benefits.
That's an amazing idea. Awesome, Ryan. Thank you.
You're welcome. So that's one from a recurring revenue perspective. And then I'm just going to talk about content very briefly. How many of you are currently producing daily or weekly content, either via social media or something like that, video? Okay, cool. How many of you are not currently doing that yet? Not doing that yet. Okay, daily or weekly. Okay, cool. So I would say now more than ever, it's interesting. It's interesting. I just watched an interview with, I forget his name, Jason, but the guy that wrote the famous book called Sapiens. Has anyone read Sapiens on this call? Very famous book. Sapiens talks about like the history of man, like basically summarizes the history of mankind, you know, or evolution into one book, right? And he was in an interview and he said, and they said, you know, what do you, having studied history to such an extent, what are you seeing now in this period? And he said, I've never seen time squash or speed up as quickly as I'm seeing it now. And let me give you one example. It was like his university, for instance, had been talking about taking all their courses online for like 10 years. And he's like, right. they managed to do it in the last 7 days.
Yeah, things they were like, we'll spend years getting it done, and they got it done in 7 days, yeah.
Yeah, and like everything's been like really squashing, and it was just interesting to listen to me. It's like, I've just seen so much production happening in such a tiny space of time. Mm-hmm. So those of you that aren't producing content, I'm going to give you one piece of advice right now is, again, we're living in an era that if you don't produce content, people will want the content, the book, the free report, the freestyle, stylish things online or whatever it is, before they do business with you. However, once you produce the content, they'll often skip the content altogether and go straight to the product or service. And let me give you like a story, and it's really just to highlight this, is I just recently listened to an interview by Will Smith. Raise your hand if you heard of Will Smith. So Will Smith said, he's like, his interviewer said, Will, why are you doing all these motivational videos online, and why are you doing all these things on Twitter and Instagram and everything? And he said, listen, in the old days, the movie industry worked like this. You need to maintain a sense or like a certain sense of secrecy, or there need to be like an air of mystery about you. So you need to pull away from the general public a little bit so that people paid to watch the movie in the theater. He said, how times have changed though, it's the opposite now. If you don't show up in their lives on their TVs, on their phones, in their Facebook feeds, in their Instagram feeds, and you don't show up often, they're not coming to watch the movie. Did I get that?
That was good, man. That was good.
I remember listening. I was like, wow. He's like, now, if you don't do that, they're not coming to watch the movie. And I'll leave you with one little concept that I really hope you embrace right now. One is speed. Do it yesterday. And the other one is right now. The thing that's stopping most people from producing a ton of content is we all have it, right? We all have this kind of built-in, whether it's fear of being judged by your peers or fear of being, you know, putting yourself on camera, etc. But right now, I really want you to embrace the following concept. If you're not creating content already, and it is quantity over quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And now, that's a for weird, sure, right?
For sure, it's a weird thing to say. It's like what? I obviously want you to produce good content, but how many realize that when you first start recording yourself, it's going to suck a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's just normal, you know.
But the good news is the market is flooded with sucky content, so it's okay. It's not too weird, right? Everybody's having issues with being on Zoom, and everybody's kind of learning it together, and so it'll reduce that high quality expectation at the moment. If you wait until after you get back from all this and everybody else has figured this crap out, you're gonna have a whole different problem. Dude, guys, is this really helpful from Ryan, by the way? Give me a double thumbs up. This has been really helpful. I want to recap some things that I got out of today. And Ryan, you probably have some more things to say, but I want to make sure I get a good recap from everybody. Guys, okay. Type in the chat what's been the most helpful for you. I want to know what was the piece that stood out for you, because Ryan, I got pages worth of notes. I love personal video messages with Loom. You guys type in the chat what was helpful for you. I also love doubling down on your VIP program. Figure out ways to stack value in your VIP program and enroll more people in VIP. Also love the 80-20. Reach out to all your top clients and customers personally right now. That's massive. Create content quality over quantity. I'm sorry, quantity over quality is what Ryan was just saying. And I was just thinking, one of the other things I want to put out for you guys is if you've been trying to get your staff to produce video content, guess what they got time to do? You want to get staff bios done? Guess what they get to do? They get to shoot their own staff bio to put on the website right now. Like, they all can sit and create those things. And again, even for those of them that are on unemployment, they want to make sure they have a job when they get back, can put out a staff bio and make sure that they have it ready to go for when they come back in, right? Show up in their lives. I really love that piece, the Will Smith. It's time for you to show up in their lives. Otherwise, they won't show up in your life. That was big. Dude, Ryan, anything else you want to say or anything you want to catch out of this that we could wrap with you on?
I tell you what I would say, probably just a strategy that we are doing right now is we've got quite an advanced email sequence, direct mail piece, the whole works going out. For those top spenders. So we've isolated our top spenders, our most loyal patients we've ever worked with, who are currently not under care, meaning they haven't been to see us for 3 months. And we have, instead of trying to that's the only segment that I am, if you will, discounting. Instead of trying to coupon them in, if you will, in that whole world, we're just giving them a call going, hey, let's a call and an email and something in the post saying, listen, in this time or never, we need to stand together as a community. You've stood by us for years. And because of that, we've credited your account with X amount of dollars, right? So we're just going with there's no strings attached. Use it how you like, towards anything you like, or you might have caveats in your business if there is a cost to it, like products. But we're just going, look, by the way, your account's credited. There's money. And we even send them a screenshot of the account with a credit in it. And we go, look, there's money, there's $100 on your account. Come use it anytime. You've been so loyal to us over the period. Now, that's not your entire client base or your base. It's just for those top people who have already spent tons of money with you over years. So that's already, by the way, the week that everyone was closing, we booked in 80 new patients, or reactivated old people. While everyone else is closing, we booked in 80 people just
from that.
That's
awesome.
Hey, listen. Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Let me just say this: community, community, community. I love and appreciate you guys. And it's the small businesses and it's commerce and it's business like this that's going to get all our nations back running. So you're part of the problem. And I appreciate you guys so much. Jason, dude, thank you so much for your trust, man.
Dude, everybody unmute yourself. Give Ryan a giant freaking round of applause. Unmute yourself and just keep it going. Dude, Ryan, brother man. So good. Thank you so much for honoring us with your time, for being here and sharing with us some quick insights.
Hey, thanks for watching the video and hopefully you found it helpful. If you have found it helpful, you might want to grab one of my free books called New Patient Avalanche. It's exactly how we grew our 8 practices, $7 million worth of turnover, 10,000 new patients every single year. It's the exact marketing blueprint we use for that. It's completely free. All you do is pay for shipping. So click on the link or go to my website, dcpracticegrowth.com, and grab your free book. We'll send it to you and some other resources. It's free. All you do is pay for shipping. Go to the website. See you on the other side.